Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The night is warm across Israel, with clear skies over Jerusalem and a gentle breeze in Tel Aviv. Here are today's headlines. First, Amnesty International reports deadly Iranian attacks on Saudi and Bahraini civilian sites may constitute war crimes. This comes from earlier today via the Jerusalem Post. Also, Prime Minister Netanyahu vows that the IDF will remain in Lebanon's security zone despite demands from Iran. This was reported 5 hours ago by Ynet. Also this hour, Axios reports that Vance warns Israel against opposing President Trump on the Iran deal, stating Israel should recognize its true allies. Separately, a left-wing Bible scholar becomes the latest casualty of cultural boycotts against Israel, according to a report from The Forward. And finally, I-24 News reveals that VP Vance defends the Iran deal, urging Israel to respect the peace process. Here's what people are saying online. Dan Linnaeus, a political analyst, posted 18 minutes ago, criticizing Vance's remarks and warning about potential risks to Israeli security and U.S. alliances. Hananya Naftali, an Israeli commentator, expressed gratitude to Mark Levin for opposing Vance, hoping it influences President Trump's decisions. He posted 21 minutes ago. Guy Az, a reporter, shared that Netanyahu is meeting with security officials over the freedom of action in Lebanon. He posted this 28 minutes ago. Now, for more on those stories, starting with a report from Amnesty International. The organization claims Iran's recent unprovoked attacks on Saudi and Bahraini civilian sites have resulted in at least 28 deaths and hundreds injured. The Jerusalem Post highlights the potential classification of these acts as war crimes, raising tensions in the Gulf Cooperation Council. This could further strain regional relations and invite international scrutiny. Turning to Prime Minister Netanyahu's firm stance on Israel's presence in Lebanon. Despite Iran's demands, Netanyahu insists the IDF will remain as long as security needs dictate. Ynet notes that this decision aligns with Ambassador Yechiel Leiter's warnings about Lebanon's inclusion in U.S. negotiations. The ongoing military presence is crucial for Israel's border security. Meanwhile, Axios reports that VP Vance cautioned Israel against challenging President Trump on the Iran deal. Vance emphasized that Israel should recognize the importance of its alliances, particularly with the U.S. The implication is clear. Diplomatic relations could be affected if tensions continue. In a related development, cultural boycotts against Israel are intensifying. The Forward details the case of a left-wing Bible scholar facing backlash in Europe, reflecting growing anti-Israel sentiment. This cultural divide could hinder academic cooperation and dialogue across continents. Finally, I-24 News brings us Vice President Vance's defense of the Iran deal. He urges Israel to respect the ongoing peace process, underlining the importance of diplomatic engagement. This stance may challenge Israel's policy approach and its expectations from international negotiations. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that Qatar is allegedly trying to disrupt a deal between Israel's Rafael and Volkswagen. The deal involves producing Iron Dome components at a soon-to-close factory. This could impact local jobs and international relations. Separately, Ynet Business highlights a new partnership between Elbit Systems and Diehl Defense. They aim to offer a new loitering munition to the German armed forces, enhancing defense capabilities and fostering international cooperation. And finally, Globes reports on Nvidia's acquisition of Mellanox, positioning it as the world's largest communications company. This move underscores Israel's role in advancing global technology and innovation. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.